today, the New South Wales Upper House voted on an inquiry into the appointment of former Deputy Premier John Barilaro as Trade Commissioner in New York. This may not stop the government proceeding with the appointment, but it appears to be complicated given the revelation that a public servant, Jenny West, had previously been appointed to the role but had the appointment rescinded. I asked Kate Fairman, Greens MLC from the Upper House in New South Wales, whether the appointment was currently blocked.
Well, at this stage, the Upper House has called on the government to defer the appointment and commencement of John Barilaro into that Senior Trade and Investment Commissioner role. However, the government doesn't have to necessarily act upon an order or a motion of the House calling upon it to do something. It's a very strong message that the Upper House has done in terms of sending this to the government, particularly because it is going to also inquire into the whole affair via a Public Accountability Committee inquiry that should be, maybe being established in the next few days.
But you're also on a committee that was looking into this, aren't you? You were heading up a committee?
Yes. So that's the Public Accountability Committee is really one of the most powerful committees of the New South Wales Upper House, there to scrutinise government decisions, hold them accountable. And then it's the committee formed by, of course, the New South Wales Upper House, which also is there to do almost the same thing. So we've got the Upper House saying to the government, well, don't do this, don't send him off, because we have a committee that is going to scrutinise the way in which this decision was made. You would think that if the government was comfortable in the way in which that decision was made, then they would be also very okay with just holding off and making sure they tick every box and it's all as, pure as a driven snow, and that is what they should be doing. I can't guarantee that they will.
Yeah.
I can't guarantee. But it would be a very bad look if they send John Barilaro packing now and then he avoids, coming to face this committee in person.
So you're particularly concerned about the process that's behind all this?
Well, it's just absolutely appalling. I mean, it is a decision that, when you look at it every which way, it stinks. Basically, when the government apparently or the public service undertook a global headhunt for these senior trade and investment commissioners, and these positions were created by John Barilaro in November 2020. He created five senior positions. And the one, of course, which he was appointed by, and we found out about it late on Friday afternoon by media release. And then he has essentially replaced a candidate who was chosen by a very, what seems to be a fair and scrupulous recruitment process, who was a woman with what seems to also be outstanding credentials for the position. He seems to have replaced her. So she was offered it back in July, I think. In August she was offered it. This is last year. And then in September, I think, in terms of the timeline, because we're all trying to pull it together, it is all very, very curious. Her offer was rescinded. It was rescinded. She was offered a payout. So goodness knows what happened there. And then in October, John Barilaro resigns. And so this is within a few weeks of that. Right. I would find what happened in those few weeks, what happened politically. We're going to trawl through all the archives and see what was going on. And then the position was re-advertised in December. Then we find out Friday afternoon, just gone, that John Barilaro has the post. This is a $500,000 a year position. And it certainly stinks to me. Something has gone on. I think there were some political players who wanted John Barilaro out of politics. And I think conversations happen potentially at the senior level. Who knows? At the highest level, I should say. Who knows? But, I think that doesn't pass the pub test.
But, on the other hand, John Barilaro was a former trade minister and he's a pretty good talker. He might be a good salesman. He might be the right person for the job, mightn't he?
Look, he also almost brought down the government over the issue of koalas in terms of bringing something to an absolute. I'm not sure. I feel like he needs to have a little bit more diplomacy in terms of skills for a job like this. And let's remember, this open recruitment process, there's no indication that the woman who was originally offered the job and took the job, there's no indication she said she didn't want the job. The Guardian reported yesterday or overnight that, in fact, the offer was rescinded. I mean, that's extraordinary. Not only was the offer rescinded, she received a payout. Goodness knows how much that was.
Are you going to be able to talk to her as part of the process in the upper house?
I'm sure we will endeavour to do that.
Kate Fairman, Greens MLC in the New South Wales upper house, speaking with me there. I'm Roderick Chambers, and you're listening to The Wire around Australia on the Community Radio Network.